Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you, would you like to hear how moms who are nurses deal with raising children? Tell me, have you ever heard of the mom RN? Would you like to find more balance in your family life? Do you know how to make a living and still find passion in your work? Would you like some free advice that's priceless? Or better yet, would you like to learn how to get through the day without losing it? Now you can meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for. Now you are ready to learn while you earn. If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today I will be introducing you to two guests who can provide us with informative and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce you to our guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you may have during our interview today. Now let me tell you a little bit about our first guest. Our guest today is better known online as Mom RN. She's a happily married mom of two whose professional background includes being a registered nurse, a professional licensed child care home provider, a child safety instructor, and a talk show host and public speaker. MomRM.com and the Ask Mom RN show on Blog Talk Radio were created to provide practical advice for raising a healthy, happy family, utilizing our guests' expertise along with that of well-known experts, authors, and even some celebrities. Our MomRN.com readers will find articles, reviews, giveaways, access to the radio show, and video interviews. On the show, expert and celebrity guests join our guests to discuss a wide variety of family, parenting, health, and family entertainment topics. MomRN.com was launched in March 2001. The Ask Mom RN show was on an Oklahoma City terrestrial radio station for 2 years before moving online to Blog Talk Radio in April 2008. Our guest has been interviewed by multiple television, radio, magazine, newspapers, and online media outlets. She has appeared on Oklahoma City and Tulsa news stations and on national television, including two appearances on the Rachel Ray Show. Our guest has been named influential Power Mom in the book Power Moms, The New Rules for Engaging Moms Influencers who drive brand choices by Maria Bailey. I'm very pleased and honored to welcome our guest today, Tamara Walker. Hi, Tamara. How are you doing?
Hi, January. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Okay, well, I've been looking forward to talking to you. And would you share with our listeners a little bit about your background, education, and some who of your tell us about your early mentors in life?
Well, January, I started out when I was in high school enjoying speech and debate and really wanted to major in becoming a speech and drama teacher. And maybe try my hand at acting, and if I didn't make it as an actress, you know, be a teacher and develop that love for public speaking and drama and other kids. And kind of thought that that was going to be my path in life, and God changed that and told me he wanted me to be a nurse.
Oh, okay.
And so I ended up going into nursing, majoring in nursing, and when I graduated from college, worked as a nurse for a few years in pediatrics, mm-hmm. and then wanted to stay home and raise. At that time, we had our oldest child who was a year and a half old. Mm-hmm. Back in 93, wanted to stay home and, you know, be with my kid, and started a home daycare and was taking care of other children. And through the course of that, I had parents whose children I was taking care of would be calling me for advice. They would ask me about their children's health or discipline problems, behavior issues, you know, just general child raising issues that came up. And my relatives would be calling with the same types of questions. And then it developed into friends of friends calling and even complete strangers saying, you know, so-and-so told me you were the go-to mom to ask this because you're a nurse and you're a child care provider and your mom, and so they told me you would be the one to ask about this. And this was when the internet, this was in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, when the internet was just coming about and really becoming popular, and lots of websites were starting up. And my husband recognized that I had an opportunity to help more people if I created a website, and took my knowledge and used it online to help more people and reach more people that way. And it took a while for him to talk me into that because, like I said, the internet was still kind of new. I wasn't real tech savvy. I still don't consider myself super tech savvy. But, you know, at that time especially, I didn't know how to do a whole lot online. I could email and stuff like that. But, you know, I thought, well, what business do I have having a website? I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so it took him a couple of years of trying to convince me that that was a good idea. And we ended up launching the website in March of 2001. And it really just started out as a ministry and a way to help other parents and provide information and resources for them and give advice. And they could email me questions, and I would answer them as the best I could, and I would seek out other experts as well, utilizing my knowledge as a nurse and as a mom myself and as a child care provider. I, you know, combine those experiences. And then if I needed to look, of course, to other experts, if I didn't have the answers, you know, I knew where I could find resources that did.
Mm-hmm. Your brand, MomRN, is just a brilliant, brilliant brand, and I know you've been honored for it. Who came up with it, you or your husband?
It was really a combination of the two of us just kicking around names and what we wanted the website to do and be about and how to convey that through a name. And at that time, WebMD was pretty new. And we thought, well, how clever, you know, it really gets, it's a short URL, it's a short brand name, and it gets the point across of what it's providing. And so we really thought, you know, mom and RN and combine those two would get, you know, our message is family and parenting, but also health and well-being and safety. And so combining those, the mom for family and parenting and registered nurse for safety and health and well-being and, you know, lifestyle information, felt like that was a good, short, concise name and a short URL. And back then, of course, you could still get a short URL with a .com, whereas nowadays I get asked all the time, how on earth did you get a five-letter URL, you know, for a .com? That's just, you know, just doesn't happen anymore. But
that's probably
we launched way back when.
That's probably going to turn out to be the most valuable thing in your enterprise. the value of your URL. Now, are you back at nursing now, or are you still a stay-at-home mom?
I have actually been blessed to be able to stay home with my children as they've been growing up. I have a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Oh,
so I still have one who's in high school for another year and a half. And throughout the course of their years growing up, my plan had been to return to nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And God kept changing that plan and kept providing me more opportunities with Mom RN to be able to stay home with my children and continue to be with them full time while working on Mom RN and expanding its outreach. So I had planned to return to my nursing career, but that has not happened. But I've kept my nursing license active all these years, so I could go back to it if needed be, or if I just really felt like that was where I was supposed to be.
Life is so funny the way it gives you little surprises along the wonderful surprises, because I know I decided I had retired. I was done writing. I was just going to kick back, play a little golf, eat some bonbons, and do nothing. And then I was discovered Successimo, and all of a sudden I'm energized and revitalized, and I'm enjoying it so much, recruiting so many young and older coaches, sharing their expertise. Now, when you did your radio show, you started out on terrestrial radio, and how often were you on the air?
It really just started out being a once-a-month show during a lunchtime talk show on a local radio station. I had contacted the station originally because I had heard they had a brand-new producer take over their lunchtime hour talk show, and she expressed interest in having more parenting information and providing parenting resources for their listeners. And so I felt led to contact her and just offer to be a resource. And I really thought, well, I'll just offer to be a behind-the-scenes resource, give her, you know, some help and information, and maybe I'll get lucky and she'll have me on her show one time as a guest. Well, God had other plans for that, and they actually offered me my own show during that lunch break hour, and started out just once a month, which was great.
Doable.
Because I could I had to go to the station, which was almost half an hour away each way. And so that was very easy to do once a month and get to be in the studio and do the show. And as time went on over those 2 years, it increased to being a little more often and frequent.
Right.
And towards the end of that 2 years, I was on more frequently and really enjoyed my time there. And it was something that I never thought I would be doing, but it was an opportunity I didn't expect, and it became a wonderful way for me to help other people, and I've really enjoyed it. So I missed it when the station ended up being sold and they changed to national programming, so all of us local people lost our shows. So it was a couple of years that I went without having a show, and I really, really, truly missed it and had researched taking it online. And at that time, back in the, it was 2006 when the station sold. And at that time, most of the online radio stations, you had to pay to host a show. And I did not have that. I didn't, you know, I didn't have a budget to spend. I was doing Mom RN more as a ministry and helping people, and I had invested much more money and time into it than I had, you know, ever made back at that point. And so I couldn't afford to host a show on any of those. And it was back, it was in 2008 when I found out about Blog Talk Radio and a dear friend of mine who has a station on, or a network, the Fly Lady Network. Your listeners may have seen it on Blog Talk Radio or may be familiar with it. Marla Silly, who is known as the Fly Lady, talked me into bringing my show back and having it on Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful.
So we've done that for 3.5 years.
Oh, wonderful. And we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsor. And then when we come back, I'd like you to share some more information about your radio show. We'll be right back with Mom RN.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
This is January Jones welcoming you back to sharing Successimo stories with our very successful Tamara Walker. Now, your website, www.momrn.com, what will our listeners find there when they go to check it out?
On the website, we offer information. We have family and parenting and health information. We have some safety information on there as well. And so we have, I post blog posts on there. Sometimes they're health related. Sometimes they're family and parenting related. Other times I do maybe a review of a product that I think that my readers would be interested in, or tell about a cause or a campaign that I believe is worthwhile in sharing. Try to provide some information and resources for them.
Okay. And now you've had some guests. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the guests you've had? And also we want to hear what it was like to go on the Racial Ray show.
Well, I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of wonderful experts on the show and several celebrities as well. And we've had the good fortune of having doctors who are nationally known, such as Dr. William Sears and his son, Dr. Jim Sears, who are both well-known pediatricians. Dr. Jim Sears is on the show The Doctors, may be familiar with. He's a well-known pediatrician. And also Dr. Lisa Masterson from The Doctors. Both of them have been on the show sharing their expertise. We've had wonderful authors. Dr. Kevin Lehman is a family and parenting author who has written many, many best-selling books, and we've had the good fortune of talking with him. There's just so many great ones that we've had the pleasure of interviewing and sharing their knowledge with our listeners. Mm-hmm. As far as celebrities, we've had Kirk Cameron came on to talk about the movie Fireproof, which he starred in. couple of years ago, or about 3 years ago.
Right.
We've had Lucy Liu, Kathy Ireland, Tom Arnold, Nancy O'Dell, Christopher Knight, Alan Thicke. Lots of great
Wonderful.
Celebrities who have been on with a variety of topics or causes they're supporting, or information that was of value to our audience.
And all of these shows, I might add, are archived. And if anyone would
yes.
like to go and listen to those, please go to Blog Talk Radio, register, and follow Mom RN. And also, I hope you'll follow January Jones, too, while you're registering. Now that you've got one of your children in college, is your advice going more towards older children and the empty nest syndrome?
We have provided some information for parents of older children and older teenagers. We really try to do a mix of topics for different ages throughout different shows that we offer. And we may talk about babies one day and a few weeks later maybe talking about preparing for college and high school and all of those the issues teenagers face.
Right.
So we try to provide something for parents of children of all ages.
Oh, yeah. It's a very scary time now for raising children, don't you think?
Yes, I think so. I think that I think parents have always faced different challenges throughout the years. But right now we are living in such a new age of technology and connectedness with social media and cell phones that we have some unique challenges that previous generations didn't have, and we really have to be very aware and in tune with our kids and know what they're doing and be aware of the dangers that they can get themselves into with social media. And I actually advocate teenagers being able to be on social media when they're old enough, but they have to be taught how to properly use it and how to use it responsibly. And that, needs to be parents working alongside them to teach them that until they're old enough and mature enough and responsible enough to do it on their own.
Oh, yeah. That is such a scary thing when you think about kids going online. We've seen and heard a lot lately about this bullying issue where other children bully, and this is something new. I know that children have always teased each other, but it's taken on a new life, hasn't it?
I believe so. With our social media and connectedness with cell phones and texting, there are more avenues for bullies to victimize people, and so I do think that has increased the problem.
Oh, yeah. Now, what advice can you give to other mothers who are listening and they're trying to juggle their jobs, their responsibilities at home, raising their children, having a social life, having a life period? And what advice can you give them for finding balance in their own lives?
I think balance is such a tricky thing. We hear about that all the time, of striving to find balance or trying to balance your life. Really, when you are raising children, you're juggling more than balancing. And so I think that it's really important that we remember to take some time as parents. We have to take some alone time. We have to take some time for ourselves. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to effectively take care of others as well.
So,
that can be hard to do. I know it can be hard to find that time, but it's so important to make that time and get a little bit of that me time in there so you can refill and re-energize and be prepared to face, your other responsibilities. We have to, I think, as families, prioritize activities and things that we're involved in, because especially if you have multiple children, if each child has multiple activities,
Right.
You can feel like you're going constantly. I literally have known families who spend more time driving to and from activities and at activities than they spend at home. So
yeah.
The kids are gone all day to school, then they're gone all evening at activities, and then they come home, go to bed, and start all over again the next day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard to bond as a family and have quality time as a family when you're constantly on the go like that. So I think, you know, I know for our family, we really tried to limit to one activity per person at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that we weren't going constantly and you know,
yeah.
trying to be pulled in different directions. It makes it too chaotic. So
many young families just seem like they're on one of these horrible treadmills, and it's
yeah.
just a vicious thing. Let me ask you, when you grew up, did you grow up in a large family, or were you an only child?
I'm the oldest of six children, so I grew up in a relatively large family.
Wow. Okay, so you had your whole life in front of you when you looked at as the oldest. You were practically a substitute mom sometimes. Now, let me ask you this question. I love to ask this of all my guests. When you look back on your life and your successful, very successful career, what happened that was unexpected? You know, what was that aha moment that changed the course of direction and possibly helped you become as successful as you are? Can you tell us about that?
Well, I think there are a few, but uh-huh. if I had to narrow it down, I really think that when I hear back from people who have been helped by information that I've shared mm-hmm. on the show or that one of my expert guests have shared, and I hear that it has impacted or changed a life for the better,
mm-hmm.
that really spurs me on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are times when I have felt like, you know, am I really making a difference? Is all this work really worth it? Because it's been a lot of work over the years.
Oh,
and I've enjoyed it, but it's also been
mm-hmm.
something that I was torn. Do I go back to my nursing career? Do I continue to do mom RN? What do
yeah.
I do? When I hear from one of my listeners or one of my readers that something positive has happened in their life because of something they learned on my show or on my website,
mm-hmm.
that those are my aha moments of, yes, I'm on the right track. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there is a purpose for all of this, and the work is worth it.
Wonderful. Now, when you, I know you're very passionate about what you're doing, and can you give us some advice for other parents who want to make a living and they want to do something that they're passionate about? Can you give them some advice on how to combine earning money and enjoying your life, your job?
Well, I think whatever it is that you're passionate about, learn all that you can about it, become an expert about it, and
mm-hmm.
share that love for whatever it may be, and share your expertise and your knowledge that you've gained with other people, because chances are, if you're passionate about it, there's going to be other people who are too.
Mm-hmm.
Learn all you can. I am very much one who wants to learn from others, and I think that we have to do that in order to improve ourselves. And so I read books about how to further my business so that I can help more people.
Mm-hmm.
I go to conferences and learn from other experts, and I think that life is continually about learning. And so I think that it is possible to make a living doing something you're passionate about, but you also mm-hmm. have to put in the work to
right.
learn and then to find ways, avenues of sharing that, and, you know, maybe teaching classes. I've done that in the past with being a child safety instructor and teaching abduction prevention, and
mm-hmm.
That's something I'm passionate about, is protecting kids. So there's all kinds of avenues that you can find, whether it's making items and selling them, or whether it's sharing your knowledge through offering classes or workshops or hosting a radio show even.
Right. Well, you know, we're very excited here at Successimo to have you share your success story with our listeners. And we hope that in the future we'll be able to post some of your articles and some of the wonderful advice you have for other parents raising children in this very, very confusing world. I hope you will come back on our show, and I look forward to interviewing you again.
Well, I would love to, and thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, thank you. We'll talk to you again, and now we'll hear a word about your host.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100 plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back for our second interview with January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Now let me ask you, have you ever heard of the term CYA? Would you like to know more about what it's like to grow up with a dad who is in the NYPD? Do you want to hear all about the celebrated New York City police officer from his son? Now tell me, can you imagine what living with a dad who is a public servant and all the lessons you would learn? Have you ever wondered what the biggest misconceptions about cops are? Or better yet, can you imagine learning some valuable information that will change your life? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I would like to welcome you to the second half of our show today. Let me tell you a little bit about our next guest. He is a registered nurse and has been working in the ICU at LBJ Hospital for 15 years. He is the lead author of two published nursing articles. He was inducted into the Honor Society of Nursing in 2004 and was awarded Distinguished Nurse Clinician at the year 2004. He obtained his Master of Nursing in 2006 from the University of Phoenix. This guest published the first part of his father's book, Because His Father Has Alzheimer's. He reconnected with a friend on Facebook after 40 years who is a screenwriter. The friend wrote a screenplay which combines both parts of the book, and they are in the process of finding an agent or a producer to make this wonderful movie. He has been practicing Taekwondo since 1971 and has been a lifetime member of Weight Watchers for 10 years. He is also a member of Sugarland Toastmasters. I am very pleased to welcome Barry Weiner to our show. Hi, Barry. How are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. I've been looking forward to it. Let's see. The name of your book is How to Cover Your Butt. And what does
That's really
CYA stand for?
Cover your ass.
Cover your ass. Okay, so that is a term that was used in the NYPD when your father worked there, right?
His vision was, you know, cops don't know how to cover themselves when they get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And if you know how to cover yourself, you won't stay out of trouble. But if you don't know how to cover yourself, you get in trouble. So his vision for his book was to have a donkey's butt with a police shield, the CYA. And I think that's brilliant branding.
Yeah. That's a great way to market it. Cover your ass. Okay, now, when you were growing up, tell us a little bit about your background and your home life and your early mentors, whom I'm assuming would be your father.
No, my father was my big mentor, even to this day. I mean, before he got sick. He was really good in taking standardized tests, and he used to coach all the cops how to take tests. I had trouble before I became a nurse. I was a practicing geophysicist, and I kept getting laid off, and I needed to get into nursing school, and I didn't do well on standardized tests, and I had to take this ACT exam. My father tutored me, and I was able to pass that test and get into nursing school. And also, he showed me how to take the test so I could become a CCRN, which is Certified in Critical Care.
Oh.
I knew the material, but I was a bad test taker. My father showed me how to take a test.
That's wonderful information to have. And I know a lot of our listeners are probably dealing with that same difficulty. This is certainly my day for nurses. I had another mom RN earlier, and now you've been working in the ICU, and that's pretty intense duty, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like the fast pace, and the people I work with, they're like my second family. When a patient crashes, they're there like a pit crew and help me stabilize the patient. And we've been working together for over 10 years, most of us.
Okay, okay. Now, your dad was with the police department for 32 years, attaining the rank of deputy inspector, running the 83rd precinct, and notably overseeing security for the funeral of Robert Kennedy. 32 years, what was it like as a child growing up with a dad who was a cop?
He was, he was always there for me. Sometimes sometimes he wasn't around, but when I had troubles in school and teachers who would give me a hard time, he's always there and stick up for me.
And now, did your dad start writing this book himself?
He started writing this book, I think, like 1978. He told me about it. And then I found a manuscript when he got sick, and I typed it into a Word document, and I got a part of it published for him.
Okay. And then your dad is now suffering with Alzheimer's, huh?
Right. He's now living in an assisted living facility in a memory care unit.
And what are some of the lessons that he taught you as a public servant?
He taught me how to stop a deadly situation with just using words. You want me to give you an example?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Okay, I had a problem. I was taking a marine biology class in the Virgin Islands. And one time at night, they all wanted to drink, and I started drinking with them. And they knew I knew martial arts. And when the guy said, he can't take us all on, so I told him, you know, you're right. I can't take you all, but I could put you personally in the hospital. He turned around, laughed, and walked away. And that was one of the lessons I learned from my father. He did that. He had the same problem. He had a big demonstration on Brooklyn Bridge with the construction workers. He was lined up with his men, and then the leader of the construction workers came up to my father and said he was going to knock him on his ass. My father told him he's going to knock him on his ass, he's going to lock him up and press charges against him. The man walked away, laughed, and that was the end of it. So my father didn't have to do anything. That was one of the big lessons I learned from my father.
Okay, so that you can diffuse a situation with words rather than violence.
Right.
That is a very, very big lesson for any young man or anyone to learn, because there's so much violence now going on. Why do you feel that being a cop in public service is one of the noblest careers that you could choose?
Because you're protecting people and you're saving people's lives, like I save people's lives every day.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what are
but,
some
yeah,
of the
but people don't appreciate the thing is people don't appreciate what's going on. Like in his book, most police stories are either someone's corrupt or they're like a super cop. They don't tell what the real story is. My father's a great leader. His men respected him.
Mm-hmm.
And they affectionately called him Coach because he was always there for him. He had an open-door policy. He would stick up for him no matter what. But the other side of the coin is he's constantly worried because he got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard about this. There was $73 million worth of narcotics missing from the famous French Connection case in New York. Okay, and the police commissioner needed an escape code to take the pressure off his head. So that's the main reason why my father and 19 other fellow officers were transferred from Brooklyn Precinct because of that one incident.
Oh, my gosh.
Because someone falsely accused my father's men of stealing equipment from a utility truck, and they blew that up to take the heat off the police commissioner.
Oh. So then did that affect – so then your father got transferred because of this French connection?
Because the police commissioner was trying to cover himself. My father got transferred, and 19 other officers got transferred, too. So after that happened, my father was really second-guessing everything he was doing. So he was a great leader, and then he had this behind him. Anytime anything would happen, he would worry, am I going to get in trouble?
Mm-hmm. What's it like when you're a child growing up in a family and your dad's a cop? Did you worry about him getting killed in the line of duty?
No, I don't know. For some reason, I didn't. And then I didn't understand all the pressures he's under until I read the book.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what a gift that was for him to write that book and for you to find it. We're going to take a commercial break right now, and we'll be back with Barry Wiener, the author of How to Cover Your Butt, What This Guest Has Learned. Actually, it's the title of your book is?
CYA.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, SuccessMO.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a SuccessMO subscriber, and always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. SuccessMO.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing Success and Most Stories with my guest, Barry Wehner. And his father was with the NYPD. Tell us, what did your dad have to share with you about overseeing the security for the funeral of Robert Kennedy? That must have been quite a big job.
It was, and it was kind of funny, but 8 years ago, someone sent us a clip, and I was trying to find it, and I finally, someone from Toastmasters helped me find it. It's a clip of my father actually standing there with his men, and you can see dignitaries walk by as, during the funeral. You can see Richard Nixon walk by. You can see Harry Belafonte walk by. And the governor, ex-governor Nelson Rockefeller, walked by right by my father.
Yeah, that I can remember watching that on television. The whole country watched that, and then that whole funeral went down to Washington. That was quite a long, long day. Lots of responsibility. Now, what are some of the sacrifices that real cops and their families have to make every day for their careers?
The one bad thing is they used to have shift work, and they'd have to work in the morning, late at night, and they'd mix it up, and it really screws up your sleep cycle. And sometimes my father wouldn't see us for a couple of days because he's working at night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be very difficult. Now, you've been, you're new to Successimo. Could you share a little bit about your Successimo experience so far, and have you enjoyed some of the lessons that you've read?
Some of yours are very interesting.
Thank you.
About looking, if you worry about getting old, don't look in the mirror. And I'm worrying about dying. Think about the things that you're not going to have to do when you're dead anymore. That's kind of funny and some truth to it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that little plug. That comes from my book, Thou Shall Not Whine. How long have you been doing Weight Watchers?
I've been to Weight Watchers for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And what happened, the main reason I joined, when my second son came around, he's 10,
mm-hmm.
he's 10 now,
mm-hmm.
I was 40 pounds overweight, and
uh-huh.
I went to a religious function to have my son's naming,
uh-huh.
and I was wearing these pants that were super tight, and I couldn't hardly tie my shoes. In front of everybody in the congregation, my fly was partially open, my underwear was sticking out.
Oh, no.
And I said, that was my turning point. I said, I had enough. I went. I lost 40 pounds in about 4 months,
uh-huh.
and then I shouldn't have gone and bought two suits right away, but because they got too small on me. So, but I've been a lifetime member for about 10 years.
10 years, and how often do you go to meetings?
As long as you're not over 2 pounds of your goal weight, you're supposed to go once a month. But I go at least twice a month. It keeps me on track.
Because
if I don't go, I mean, I have an obsessive compulsive personality. If I don't go, I'll get the weight back and. The meetings keep me on track, so.
Oh, it's so hard. So many people talk about that, to lose the weight and then to keep it off. So doing that, I've heard such wonderful things about Weight Watchers. I love to ask people about their own personal experience with it. And also, you're a member of Sugarland Toastmasters. Now, what do you do with them?
The main reason I joined Toastmasters is because I did a radio interview about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said I had a problem organizing my thoughts, and I needed to get polished. My wife told me about it, too. And I teach in the hospital, too, besides working in the ICU. And I didn't think I had a problem. Once she told me that, I went. And I only went so I could, to help promote my father's stuff. I made friends there, and I'm improving, and my speaking abilities are getting a lot better.
Oh.
That's a fantastic organization.
Uh-huh. And I know we have so many people with Successimo who are sharing speaking tips, and a lot of people are helping other people get their speaking careers going. And everyone has told me that Toastmasters is a wonderful place to start if you're tentative and you don't know what to do. How many times, do they meet once a week, or how does that work?
They have Toastmaster groups all over the world, and some groups meet once a week. Sugarland Toastmasters meet the second and fourth Friday of every month, and then sometimes we have satellite meetings.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they want to meet. I'm like, this year I'm the Sergeant of Arms.
Okay.
Sergeant of Arms gets everything ready for the meeting. So that's what I'm doing with them. But I really enjoy it.
Do you do any competitions?
Yeah, I did. They had a last year. They had the a speech competition. I entered. I came in third place.
Oh, wonderful.
And this year they had another one, and let's see, it was in September. It was humorous speech contest.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't place in that. But it was the people. It was very, the competition is very steep, you know.
Yeah. You know, one of our success coaches at Successimo is Sporty King, and he has many of his articles posted at our website, and he competes international competitions for Toastmasters, and he is a very delightful, humorous speaker. I suggest anyone who is listening, if you would like to follow Sporty's career, sign on to Successimo and go read some of his articles and books. Barry, tell us, do you have a website, and where can people find your book?
It's www.cya.book.com.
Okay. And can they also find it at Amazon?
They might be able to find it on Amazon. Yeah, they can find it on Amazon, too.
Okay, because that's where most people go nowadays. And hopefully it'll be in Kindle. How is your, I know you want to get it made into, your friend wrote a screenplay, and you're looking for an agent or a producer to make the movie. Have you had any luck or any leads, or how is that going for you?
A scone saw, we're still trying to find somebody.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know, that's a difficult difficult road to go. To encourage you, I will tell you that Oprah, with all of her wealth and fame, it took her over 10 years to get her movie Beloved produced. And that's saying something, because she had all the money and ability in the world, and it took that long for her to do it. So don't be discouraged, because it sounds like you've got a great story and a wonderful thing to share about your dad and your life growing up. And Cover Your Ass is a great title.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're getting a good reaction to it. And we're so happy to have you on the show, and it's been lovely talking to you. Is there anything else you might want to add about your dad and his wonderful career?
I have a funny story about him.
Uh-huh.
He was healing a demonstration by Brooklyn Bridge by the Hard Hats.
Uh-huh.
And most like commanding officers wouldn't get involved with this, but a huge construction worker came out, picked up a police barrier, and started swinging it like a weapon. And, like, while there was his man, he confronted the guy. He timed the swing, got the man in the headlock, and forced him to the ground, was going to choke him out.
Uh-huh.
But then he realized his toupee came off. While he's choking the guy with his free hand, he's feeling for his toupee, and then this huge hulk of a guy ran back into the crowd like a wounded animal. So that's in the book. That's a really funny story. And I could picture him doing that.
Uh-huh. Now, was your dad ever wounded by gunfire? Was he ever in a shootout or anything like that?
This is in the second part of the book. His driver was driving him, and they saw a woman getting assaulted, and they ran out, and they was chasing the guy, and then him and his driver confronted the guy, and the guy pointed a gun at them. And for some reason, his driver didn't shoot at the guy, and then they were lucky because the guy's gun jammed, otherwise they would have got shot. My father asked his driver, "Why didn't you shoot the guy?" And guess what his answer was?
I can't imagine.
He said, "I was thinking of all the paperwork I'd fill out after the shooting." And that really happened, so.
And I bet there's tons and tons of paperwork after something like that, and don't they kind of take you off duty for a little bit, too?
Probably, yeah, but that he didn't want to even shoot the guy, and because they both could have been killed.
Well, that would have been a heck of a eulogy. That would have been very tragic.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your lovely story. I hope you continue to enjoy Successimo and read more articles, and perhaps you can share our Successimo with your Weight Watchers and also the people you do Taekwondo with. Thank you, Barry, and we'll look forward to your book becoming a wonderful movie in the future.
Thank you.
Now tune in next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when my guests will be two more success coaches sharing their stories. I'll be hosting Nikki Van Valkenburg, and she's the author of Train Your Brain, Transform Your Life, Conquer Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder in 60 Days Without Ritalin. So Nikki's got some great information for us, and I'm looking forward to interviewing her. Also on that same show, we'll have Kathy Lumsden, and she's the creator of a program called Brain Sense. And it's all about how to utilize your brain and programs you can do to function better. And I think she's got some great information, and they're both success coaches with Successimo. I'm looking forward to presenting these two fascinating guests. I can assure you they will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday and Wednesday live, or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. Also, be sure to register for MomRM at blogtalk.com. Tamara Walker has a fantastic show, and I love listening to it, and I know you'll enjoy it. If you're interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. That's SUCCESSIMO.com. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations. Read the articles. You can sign on, and my sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to sponsor you, mentor you, and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. If you're working with any nonprofits or charities, this Successimo is a fantastic program to help people raise money and funds without asking for money. You get points by reading articles, and these points can be applied for merchandise or for cash. So for fundraisers, it's the perfect program. So for now, I want you to stop whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me on my journey and thanking my wonderful guest. I'm reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.